USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announces that it will lift Title 42 as of May 23rd. That measure required the removal of illegal immigrants, single adults, and family units arriving at the U.S. southern border in order to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Former Vice President Mike Pence, no fan of the move.
It really is a disgrace that the administration would literally take us from the frying pan to the fire. We're a crisis on the southern border, and now they're intent next month on making it even worse by repealing Title 42.
The Ukrainian city of Mariupol estimates it'll take at least $10 billion to repair infrastructure damage caused by Russian troops. The mayor telling the city council that war criminals must be punished for all damage and human suffering. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The U.S. and NATO have sent thousands of weapons to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began. Although countries like Germany have focused on economically punishing the Kremlin, Florida Republican Representative Michael Walls says the United States has to go a step further.
If we're providing the weapons, we need to provide the instruction on how to best use them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Ukrainian officials have been asking for aircraft to fight the Russian Air Force. The House has approved a bill to decriminalize and legalize marijuana at the federal level. Most states have already taken such steps, either for medical or recreational purposes. The bill would remove pot from the federal list of scheduled controlled substances and force courts to clear any related convictions. The Democratic measure faces an uncertain future in the 50-50 Senate as it needs 60 votes to pass. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Joe Biden introduced his $5.8 trillion budget for the upcoming 2023 fiscal year earlier this week. The budget includes around $780 billion for the Pentagon. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher is no fan of the president's proposed defense budget.
That overall number of $780 billion, let's call it, actually works out to more like $600 billion in what they're actually able to purchase with that money. So this is a cut to defense. And again, it gets to this point that they're attempting to cut conventional hard power while at the same time elevating things, progressive priorities like climate change and diversity, equity, and inclusion in the military.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Walmart is offering their employees free college tuition.
Walmart has announced it will pay 100% of college tuition for U.S. associates as part of its Live Better You program. Now nearly 1.5 million part-time and full-time U.S. associates can now pursue a degree or learn a trade skill without the burden of tuition debt. Walmart's website claims new hires are eligible on the first day they go to work. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's pandemic-era eviction protections will continue for another 3 months. It's designed to continue protecting tens of thousands of tenants who already filed for state assistance by last night's deadline, but have yet to receive it because of processing delays. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.